Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the evening news. He detailed his reform of the professional high school system. Emmanuel Macron unveiled a whole series of measures from a school in Saintes in Charente-Maritime. Among the announcements were paid internships for students from the start of the next school year, from 50 to 100 euros per week. Also, a salary increase for teachers in vocational high schools in exchange for additional assignments such as short-term replacements. Emmanuel Macron has been traveling for several days now, and his next trip has already been announced. He is expected in Lyon on Monday for the commemorations of May 8th. The head of state will pay tribute to Jean Moulin in Lyon, a fighter of the resistance, on the occasion of the 80th anniversary of his arrest. There was a surprise vote in the National Assembly. The MPs revoked today the obligation to be vaccinated against COVID for caregivers, a decision against the advice of the government, which simply wanted the suspension of this measure. And the funeral of Little Rose will take place tomorrow in Metz. The 5-year-old girl was killed last week in the Vosges in Rambervillers, where her body was found in a garbage bag. For now, the final results of the autopsy are not yet known. A 15-year-old boy is indicted and imprisoned in relation to this case. And it's a first. The United States has approved the first vaccine against bronchiolitis for adults, a serum developed by the British pharmaceutical giant GSK. The United States Medicines Agency has authorized it for people over 60. Last week, this same vaccine had received a favorable opinion from the European Medicines Agency. In Europe, the final decision will be made in the coming months by the European Commission. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.